Welcome to ProfitWorks Podcast, episode number 24, titled How to Measure Your Search Engine Optimization Effectiveness. In this podcast, we're going to talk about how to measure the effectiveness of your search engine optimization. We will discuss how to evaluate your competition, how to measure the success of your current website in regards to its sales performance, and how to measure the success of your website throughout search engine optimization initiatives. First section. How to measure the success of your website. When evaluating the success of your website, you must first evaluate what the goal of your website is. Most business websites have the goal of generating sales for their business by allowing potential customers to learn about their product and contact them to request a quote and/or purchase their services. With that goal in mind, there must be a way of tracking that goal. Let us assume that a business generates 50 sales per month from the respective service or product. Of those 50 sales, there'll be a wide range of sources where they come from. Sources can include things such as customer referrals, walk-in traffic from seeing your sign, sales from your website, and a magazine or newspaper ad. It is essential that a business is able to differentiate where different sales are coming from in order to properly evaluate the strength of their marketing initiatives, including their website and search engine optimization efforts. Often businesses wonder how they can get this information on what the source of each sale transaction is. This information can be collected very easily by simply asking your customers and incorporating this step as part of your standard sales process. Section 2. Determining a baseline for your website. In order to measure the current success of your site, you must evaluate how many sales it is generating on its own, without any sort of search engine optimization. If we use the business in the previous example, 50 sales per month, let us assume that 5 of those sales come from the website for a total value of $10,000 or $2,000 per sale. That is your baseline. Section 3. Determining sales and profits from your SEO. In order to measure the success of SEO, a business must first determine how much a web sale is worth to them. Continuing with the business in the previous section, who makes 5 sales per month from their website, we've established that a sale for their site is worth an average of $2,000. Of that $2,000, we must then determine how much is profit. For simplicity, we will say that a business has a 10% profit margin per sale, which means an average profit of $200 per web sale. If we assume that the business is utilizing an SEO plan that costs them $500 per month, either cost to an SEO specialist, such as ProfitWorks, then it follows that they must generate an additional 2.5 sales per month from SEO in order to make a profit of $500. Any sales beyond 2.5 will be pure profit, as the cost of the SEO has been completely covered by the first 2.5 sales transactions that month. A business can then determine the sales and profit success of their SEO efforts by analyzing how much revenue is being generated each month, what marketing sources are generating that revenue, and if the additional profit from sales attributed to SEO generates more profit than its cost. Section 4. Sales Tracking with ProfitWorks. ProfitWorks holds sales tracking as an essential service for all of our clients to set up for their website. Properly tracking the sales results from their website allows for business owners to accurately see how effective their SEO plan is, and it also allows for ProfitWorks to track the effectiveness of the SEO plan that we've implemented for the business. If your business requires sales results tracking to be set up, ProfitWorks is able to fully assist with that process. It provides full sales data in our weekly reports, as well as 6-month reviews with a full ROI analysis. How to estimate the strength of your competition. An additional helpful way to determine the success or lack of success of your website is having to track how successful competitor websites are over time. There's a large amount of valuable insights that can be learned by looking at what your competitors are doing or not doing. The best free tool that ProfitWorks is aware of to assess competitors' website is Alexa, the free version. Alexa allows you to punch in a website URL and get an estimated traffic rank for their website, as well as the top keywords that lead to their website. The ranking data is estimated where your website ranks in all websites in the world. So Google would rank number 1, Facebook number 2, etc. This means that the lower your rank, the better it is, and the higher the traffic is that your website has. So you want your rank to be lower than your competitors, according to Alexa. Profitworks uses this data to get traffic estimates for competitor websites. The keyword information is valuable when looking at websites that generate consistent amounts of traffic, such as 100 plus visitors per week, as this information can provide ideas for keywords and content that you can target to take away business from your competitors. For competitor websites with little to no traffic, there is not any information available about them on Alexa due to such a small data set. If you would like to see how your website traffic compares to your top competitors, you can click on a link in the article and we'll be able to send you back a report free of charge. Alternatively, you can contact us today and we'll get back to you with a free competitor analysis report. Using Alexa. Once you enter a website's URL into Alexa, the top thing you will see is a website ranking. This number is a popularity ranking of the website on the internet. A website with rank 1 will be the website that Alexa ranks as the top site on the web. Google.com is the top website at the time of this podcast. Your business website will likely rank somewhere between 30 million to 250,000, depending on its traffic. The lower the rank you attain, the better. Even more important is how your rank compares to the rank of your direct competitors. The last thing you want to see is one of your competitors having a significantly lower rank than you, as that means they are dominating you in the online space. For example, if you are a local signage company that operates in a city of a population of 250,000, you will likely get a few hundred visitors per week to your website. Of those visitors, approximately 40% should be from your local region. If your direct competitors are similar companies, such as a small business operating only within that city, you would expect their website to perform roughly the same as yours. If their website is performing better, you need to evaluate what their website is doing that yours is not. If their website is performing worse than yours, you need to evaluate what their website is missing that yours has. If your competitor is a large company that operates across your region, country, or continent, expect their traffic to be much larger than yours in terms of total traffic, since they have a much larger local region or area in which they operate. In order to combat their higher traffic, you want to make sure that you're winning online locally. To do this, type in a few key search phrases in Google and see where you rank compared to them in your local city. If they are consistently showing up higher than you, you may want to consider getting some SEO to help outrank them. Thanks again for listening to ProfitWorks Podcasts. You can visit our website at www.profitworks.ca. Thanks.